Hi, I'm Tanya McNabb, the host of Health Radio FM. I'm here with Dr. Karen Osborne of Synergy Family Wellness Center. Dr. Karen, thank you for joining us on our show.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate the chance to be here. This is awesome.
We love having you. Now, you're a mother of two. You're a businesswoman, entrepreneur. You have your own center, and your partner is your husband. How do you manage it all?
As much as I can. It's crazy, you know. It's difficult. Definitely that whole juggle of parenthood and business and loving what you do. So I'd say I do an okay job at it, but it's still, you know, it's kind of a work in process, right?
Sure.
I think it's more the spinning the different plates, right? So I have a little bit more energy on familyhood sometimes, a little bit more in business, but I love having both. I wouldn't really have it any other way.
Tell us more about your practice. What exactly do you do?
I'm a chiropractor, and we have a real, as our name of our center says, it's family wellness. And so we see lots of babies, lots of children, their families from the beginning of life to get them checked to make sure their nervous system is functioning properly. Because we know that when our brain and body is not communicating properly, then we can't really be at our optimal best. And so we've been in our community for over 11 years and love what we do. And just really excited and passionate to see people really not improve their health, but in other aspects of their life as well.
So aside from being a chiropractor, I understand you have seminars, you do other things. What kind of stuff do you incorporate into your practice?
We do, yeah. Well, we've been teaching seminars on nutrition, on movement, on purpose for probably the last 2 years. We're actually moving into creating a video online program simply because we have a lot of people that we serve that have young children like we do. And so it's difficult for them to get away from work or from home to be able to come out to actually attend a seminar. So we're actually creating that coming up in February of next year. But, you know, we understand that, I mean, as chiropractors, having a clear nervous system is really crucial to our body functioning properly. But there's other components, right? We have to understand how are we designed to eat and to move and to have purpose and really live our best life.
Fantastic. Now, what is your topic that you want to have our viewers listen to today? What's your topic of discussion?
We're going to talk about the 7 habits of healthy people because, you know, people tell me all the time that they want to be healthy. They often have, and then when I ask them what that means, they can't really describe it. But I thought it'd just kind of be just a fun thing to really take a look at, well, what does it mean to be healthy? And what are the habits or the decisions that people have that actually are very healthy?
Okay. Well, what's number one on the list of 7 healthy habits?
So number one is healthy people take responsibility for their health. So this is a big one for me. It's people that understand that their health is a result of their choices. They don't blame others, you know, for what's happening with their health, especially if it's poor health. They don't blame their parents, society, their doctors, their genes. It's been known for a really long time that our genes have very little effect on our health, but that it's really more, it's the actions, it's the behaviors, it's the things we do every day that is going to decide that whether those genes actually get switched on or off or if they're actually expressed. So I think the biggest thing that people need to understand if they want to be healthy is we have to first take that ownership on our health and start from there.
So even though, you know, I may have a predisposition for cancer because my mom had this cancer, my father had that cancer, there are things that I can do mm-hmm. to try to shut that switch off?
Absolutely. Yeah, when I take a look at the research now, Tammy, it's not about I have that gene and therefore I'm going to actually get cancer of that disease might be. But what they're really finding, and this is a study of epigenetics, meaning above the gene, that it's the things that we do, right? So it's the foods that we eat. It's the sleep that we get or don't get. It's the way we manage stress in our lives. So absolutely, your family, you know, history is not your destiny. It's your choices.
That totally makes sense. Number two.
Mm-hmm. Healthy people put real food in their body. So when I talk about real food, I'm talking about good sources of protein, so meat, eggs. I'm talking about vegetables, some fruit, and healthy fat. So really simple. Think of it as something either had a parent, they came out of the ground, or came from a tree. Okay, so just kind of really back to basics. It doesn't have a barcode. It's not in a box. It's not in a can or a package. People go, well, I don't know if this is healthy food. If you're reading a list of ingredients, you know, there's a good chance it's really not. And I think even more so, too, for especially in our community, a lot of parents that we serve, that they understand that it's important to really teach their kids as well, too, about eating real food. Because we know what's happening with our kids now, how this generation is not expected to outlive their parents. So to really teach our kids early on about this concept of real food, too, is just really crucial.
And you're not talking about even raw foods. You're just talking about foods that just are not processed.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can cook them. Cooking food is good. Yeah.
Great. Next is?
Number three is healthy people don't make excuses. So it's a little bit similar to the first one about taking responsibility, but I think it's even a little bit deeper, right? So they understand that, let's say if it's a workout, right? So as opposed to saying, well, I'm too tired, or I don't have the time, or it's too hard, if a healthy person makes a decision to not work out, they take responsibility for that, right? So they own that. They might go, okay, maybe that's not the best choice, but tomorrow I will get to the gym, right? Or the same way with food. Maybe I'm going to make not the best choice when it comes to food, but I'm not going to say, well, I deserve to have this, or, you know, it's the holidays, so I want to have a treat, or I can't possibly offend my mom by not taking, you know, a second piece of fruitcake. But they just, you know, they're okay with making that off-track decision occasionally. They kind of focus on that 80-20 principle, right?
Right.
So kind of making those better choices 80% of the time. If they're off track 20, don't sweat it. And if they make, you know, maybe not the best choice, then they kind of get right back on the wagon the next choice.
Got it. What's next?
Number four is healthy people don't really subscribe to all the, you know, the latest trends, fads kind of thing in food or fitness or otherwise or health, and they live their life really based on principles. So we always talk about the concept in our office of the healthaholic, because you've probably known someone like this. They are looking for what is the newest superfood, what's the new trend in exercise. They kind of jump from one trend or fad to the next. And kind of once they're done with that one, they're looking for what's the next best thing. So as opposed to just really understanding that there's certain principles of health for us to follow that are based on science, they're based on common sense, versus having to go, well, what's the newest thing? Or I'm going to ask five different friends and kind of pull their opinions and see what they think before I decide, or I'm going to get a second or a third decision from doctors. So again, I just kind of really take a look at principles of health versus kind of jumping on the fad bandwagon. And there's lots of them out there. When
it sounds like what you're saying too is that, you know, being healthy and eating healthy and living a healthy lifestyle doesn't have to be so complicated.
No, it doesn't, Tim. And you know what, too? We talk about this a lot is that, you know, the body is complicated, but health is not. And I think that we make it far more difficult, or we're led to believe that it's far more difficult to be healthy than it actually is. But honestly, when it comes down to it, it's simple principles, you know, and then following them and rinse and repeat.
Yep. That makes sense to me. What is next on your list?
Number five is healthy people are open to the fact that maybe they don't know what they don't know. So what I mean by that is, let's say, for example, if someone, their goal is they want to lose 20 pounds and they've been eating a low-fat diet, they've been counting calories, doing tons and tons of cardio, but yet it's a year later and there's no result. So as opposed to saying, I'm just going to keep doing that thing because here's what I think is going to actually make it happen, you know, someone who's healthy is going to kind of look back and say, wait a second, I'm not getting what I want out of this. Perhaps there's something else I need to know or understand, and are okay with that. They're also okay with change, right? And maybe having to learn or understand something that's new if they want to get to whatever that desired outcome might be.
Right. Perfect. And next on your list.
Number six is healthy people are lifelong learners. So, you know, people who are healthy just kind of really immerse themselves in it. They don't kind of say, hey, here's the principles I understand and that's it. They're reading all sorts of books and blogs if they can. They listen to podcasts. They'll try new recipes. They kind of really immerse themselves in being a student of health. And I think if you take a look at any successful person, you know, on any aspect, family, business, financial, they're going to most likely share that one of the reasons they are successful is because they never stop learning. So I think when it comes to being healthy, it's the exact same thing.
Perfect. And number seven is?
And the last one is that healthy people enroll others in the movement. So, you know, it's kind of like this. You know, when you've been to a restaurant or you saw a really good movie and you went, oh, you got to eat here. You got to go to this movie. It's just so funny. Well, when people, I think, really understand the principles of health and how much that's impacted their life, it's far more important to share that than just a movie or a great restaurant, right? So they almost feel kind of really compelled and a moral obligation to share this and to help others respectfully, right? You know, not kind of getting up on their soapbox to do that. But like in our chiropractic office, this happens with the people that we see all the time. And so people get great results. They, of course, want to have their husband come in, their kids, their friends, their coworkers, so they feel very comfortable. And again, but just really compelled to tell others to help them be healthy as well. Because I think, you know, innately as humans, we want to help each other out.
I think sharing something that makes you feel good is fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So in a nutshell, because we're running out of time on your interview, and I'm going to actually do another one with you again for this, in the future, but in one word, what is it that are the seven things?
Seven in one word?
Yeah, like sum it all up. You can say one word. To be what? To be healthy is to be?
Is to be understanding that there's a way that we need to be eating, moving, have purpose, have a clear nervous system, and to be constantly learning about it. Right, I think the time that we think we know it all is when we don't, and to understand that maybe things might change as far as information and research, but if you really follow your life based on principles, there's no other outcome but to be healthy.
And Dr. Osborne, what I got from all of what you've said is that you should enjoy the process. You make it sound like it shouldn't be stressful and not fun. If it's not enjoyable, you're not going to stick to it.
I think so. Like, by all means, there's certainly, you know, some habits that might be a little bit harder to kind of wrap your brain around, or might be different than what you've done in the past. But yeah, health is a process, right? Disease is a process. Disease doesn't happen overnight. Sickness doesn't happen overnight. So health is no different. There's decisions we make every single day that either bring us towards health and wellness or move us away from. And I think I want people else to understand too is that they have the power to do that.
Absolutely.
Right. It's not because you had bad genes or that, you know, life isn't fair, but you can make decisions every day that bring you towards health or away from it. And it's just really up to you.
Absolutely. Dr. Karen Osborne from Synergy Family Wellness Center. What is your website address?
It is synergyfamilywellnesscenter.com, center with an R-E.
R-E.
We're also lots of stuff on social media, so they can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Karen Osborne. Instagram's Karen Osborne, or Facebook page is under Synergy Family Wellness Center.
And it's OSBURN, correct?
URN, correct, yes.
Dr. Karen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.